Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Yeah. I was asking Jason, did you ever think we'd be living in times like this? Wow. I've never seen anything like this in the United States of America, but looks like we're going down. Nothing new. We're going down. Rich Evans with us. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vince. I appreciate you always allowing me on your program to exercise my First Amendment right. What do you mean we're going down? Stagflation's going through the roof. The rise of interest rates, you can see it on the 10-year yield, inflation through the roof. We're probably going to have deflation for the bottom 93% because of debt assets plunges probably around mid-2022. Destruction of currency, destruction of borders. China's property plunge, which is going to affect us indirectly. Planned supply chain shortages, bailing out of corporations, including zombie corporations. That's why their numbers are looking good, because the small and medium-sized businesses are literally being discontinued and going out of business, and the big businesses have been bought and paid for. I mean, they're getting all the subsidies they want. Joe Biden is going to tax the little guy, the bottom 93%, so more loss of wealth. He says it's going to be for the billionaires, but that's not going to happen. Loss of world reserve currency. Russia and Saudi Arabia has already signed up to it. Increased debt across the board, decreased GDP across the board. Government unemployment insurance is going south. 196,000 jobs created for September. Not much better in August, the month previous, so the trend's going down. Labor means nothing because you're getting a good job, not based on merit, but what group you're in. Stimulus-controlled stock market, fake-controlled paper markets. And when I say controlled, the paper markets is designed to keep silver and gold down. Monetizing oversized corrupt government debts, deficits, economy breaking down across the board, energy prices soaring, no sovereignty left for America, purging of our military, our hospitals, our health care, law enforcement. Basically, I see the surrender of America. You can't forget, and if you're male and you say you're female, you can go in to bathrooms and locker rooms and basically rape and sodomize young girls everywhere from schools to prisons. So you say we're going down. What do you mean, Vince?
Well, yeah, I was thinking
that was sarcasm.
Of course. This transgender guy, Richard Levine, or Richard Levine, has become Rachel Levine and is in charge of a health organization within the federal government. And he thinks he's a she, is confused, and is in charge of health. Can you imagine how sick that is? How can you put someone in charge of mental health who doesn't even know he's a guy? Seriously. And since when do we have admirals in the health field in the administration? Since when is that a title? And, you know, as you were talking about these things, I was thinking about Joe Biden walking around the White House. And I was trying to contrast that in my mind with President Ronald Reagan. And what would the staff, you know, the employees of the White House say when President Reagan was in office? Good morning, Mr. President. Good afternoon, Mr. President. Good evening, Mr. President. Hello, Mr. President. What do they say under their breath when they see Joe Biden coming toward them in the hallway? What kind of things do they mutter under their breath when they see that guy?
Well, I think they're looking at themselves in the mirror, not literally, of course, and they're saying to themselves, how could I sell out my country? How could I not say anything? And going back to the trans thing, what we really need is a balance. We need, when you look at all the people who have been set up for suicide attempts for trans people is 40%. We need to also look at the balance of the all the people who want to re-trans back and have admitted that they've made a mistake, and it's psychologically and physiologically destroying their lives. But see, the powers that be don't want that. It's all part of the, you know, the non-human, trans-human, destroying RNA, destroying, you know, with the spike proteins and all this stuff. This is all planned. So it's really a shame that we don't have a balance. It just shows that our government and our big corporations have created a fascist system. They're inept. They're corrupt. They're incapacitated. It's just like firing Fauci. I got a bunch of articles here on Fauci. I mean, it's so hilarious how many people, including Rand Paul, and rightly so, they're trying to fire Fauci. But look at everything he's done, from proven gain to function to torturing animals. They can't even fire the most expensive government worker. That's how corrupt and incapacitated and inept our government is. It's beyond repair. It's totally foobarred. It really is a shame. So, Vince, what would you like
to... Let me just make one quick comment. You know, Adolf Hitler didn't have the best reputation in terms of what he did to the planet. He set the planet on fire in World War II. He declared war on the United States of America right after, a few days after Japan attacked us on December 7th, 1941. But Adolf Hitler was against smoking. He was against alcohol. He wanted the best nutrition. He wanted his people, the Germans, to be as fit as possible, which is exactly the opposite of what the Biden administration is doing, giving us mandates to be injected with a sickness, a death shot, a kill shot. Adolf Hitler killed a lot of people. But Joe Biden will probably go down, and Anthony Fauci, and this regime will probably go down as the largest mass murderers ever. Any comments about that, Rich?
Well, yeah, and a lot of it's done through brainwashing and psyops. You know, I remember one of the studies I shared on this program where the conclusion was, making a long story short, I think it was one of the MIT studies, that people believe the official narrative more when they are less informed. So basically they make people do certain behaviors because they think that their ideology and their group warrants it. So basically they're being intellectually lazy with excuse behaviors, so they justify and rationalize everything, from including tyrannical propaganda pushers. And that's why, you know, when they say the so-called people on the left say it's misinformation, basically they're creating submissive conformity for you to believe a certain narrative. That's basically what it is. I think people are waking up, though, Vince, dramatically. People are realizing it's not a left-right paradigm. It really is. The left's been taken over. It's the aristocracy versus the little people. And the agenda is huge, and I've mentioned the agenda everywhere, from population control to forced vaccinations, lowering our immune system, vaccination passports, food shortages, eugenics, genocide, lack of freedom and liberty, lack of rule of law. I mean, we've talked technology, technocracy, controlling everything to make the people submissive, to break their will. I mean, it's a very long list of 30, 40 different things that we've talked about on this broadcast to this audience for over a year and a half. audience. It's just like all these agencies, these organizations, these institutions. They're all purposely political. They're tyrannical. They're fear-based. They're non-science-based. They're corrupt. They're control-based. They're money-based. And the only people who are benefiting are the top people, wealthy people at the very top. There's no experts or official authorities. There's people who are willing to be bought and paid for, who are willing to be blackmailed, and the other choice are patriots who are willing to be hated for telling the truth, and that's what we have, Vince.
You know, I was thinking over the years when I was in elementary school, I learned that the content of oxygen in the air, it sounds like it's disjointed, but it's not. It's 21%. Right now, it's 20.95%. The minimum content of oxygen in the air to sustain human life is 19.5%. Let me give you these numbers one more time. The minimum oxygen concentration in the air for human breathing is 19.5%. The current content of oxygen is 20.95%. That delta is very, very small. And we have people in the government who are not paying attention. They're not paying attention with all the air flights, all the air travel, the needless travel, burning holes in the atmosphere, destroying the oxygen content, the cutting down of trees to make IKEA furniture products, clear cutting of forests, old growth forests. And we have Elon Musk, who wants to, well, he's put hundreds of satellites in orbit, and he wants to have the sky be a travel destination. Travel to space. That's what he wants to do. More holes, drill more holes, burn more oxygen. So what we have is a few people that are making decisions that are killing us. Elon Musk is one. Bill Gates is another one. Jeff Bezos is another one. He's drilling holes in the sky as well and in the atmosphere. And not only that, he is polluting the planet with cardboard boxes like we've never seen before, because people are having things delivered, everything delivered, rather than go to the store and buy them. We have a glut of cardboard, and roaches are being distributed across the world in these recycled cardboard boxes. So what's happening? We're polluting the planet. We're not paying attention. The government's asleep. Joe's asleep. He's doing whatever he's told to do. He's talking to elementary school children. That's his audience. And they won't even pay attention to him, literally. I don't see Rich, I don't see any way we can fix this. All we can do is set up our lawn chairs and kind of watch the collapse. You know, and take care of our families. That's all we can do. Prepare and take care of our families. Because there are so many stupid people that have fallen for the message. And just now, even now, the mainstream media is just slightly experimenting with telling us a little bit of the truth. CNBC is now telling us that retail gas prices have hit $3.38 a gallon. Okay, so that's 50% more than it was a year ago. They're just telling us that. They're telling us that food prices are going up. No kidding. So I guess it's so big that even the mainstream media has to start telling a little bit of the truth now. A little bit. But they're really late to the party. So, class, it's kind of up to us to prepare for our families. And that's kind of the message that you're going to hear with all of the news that Rich Sheban has. And he'll continue on show with news in a flash when we come back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us today. Gwyneth tomorrow. Kyle Thursday. Lindley and Burke Friday. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. Folks, I really don't know what else to do besides the format I've been using for the past probably 9 months now, which is news in a flash. I've been going to it more and more because I just feel my number one objective, our number one objective at USAPrepares.com is to wake up the public. We know the powers that be want to consolidate power, money, control. They don't want ideas and solutions to come out unless it's their idea. And it sounds good, but it'll never be implemented because it's more of a vocal, optic, talking point, if you will. They don't want synergy. They want divide and conquer strategies. So this is why I'm doing this, because, believe me, I'm blue in the face talking about ideas and solutions, conferences and meetings and movements and clubs. You know, we've talked about self-sufficiency, preparedness schools. It's in the book. It's in a lot of detail and subcategories. Practice with your priest laws. You know, we spent time exposing the hypocrisies and double standards. We've called for different private venues to get these meetings together. We've called for small business alliances, commerce clubs. We've talked to governors about creating Plan Bs for silver and gold and revaluing it and have a depository and getting the Treasury involved. We've talked about judging people by hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications. And, of course, the PIC standard, which is patriotism, intelligence, and courage. We've called for citizen review boards, homeschool expansion, laws of excess, public forums, term limits. Look, these people, we're so corrupt. The United States of America is so corrupt. They're literally capitalizing their gains in front of us and socializing their losses for the elite. In other words, the little guy, we don't have hedges. We don't have golden parachutes. So this is why I'm doing this news in a flash. Pardon me going off into a tangent, but it's so bad. We may not have America by the time this winter's over. And I'm hoping enough people wake up and make the difference, because we have to be the judge and jury. We know that the lawyers, the judges, the courts, the politicians, the bankers, it's all rigged. They've all basically turned for the money. They've sold us out, or they've been willing to be blackmailed. They're paid off. They've sold out the people and the Constitution. So we have to decide, if we want America to be our home, we're going to have to make a choice. We inherited freedom. It's in our birthright. We inherited the Constitution, and we either fight for it or we give up. But we need information. And so this is one of the reasons why I do this news in the flash. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with health care. And, Vince, thanks for allowing me to exercise my First Amendment right. Because health, this is so important. If we keep going in this direction, there won't be an America left. There won't be the five eyes or the Western world. There won't be a world. There's going to be major depopulation. That's why I've been sticking with health care. And yes, Vince, I will, as soon as I'm done with my company over the next few weeks, I will interview Dr. Norm Shealy, as you requested. I apologize for not being able to do that. I've just been so busy. So, first article right here.
Well, Rich, just quickly, my thought was that you had so much information that you wanted to share, and it was perfect for you to share that with Dr. Shealy. So that's what that was all about. That was yesterday's
class. And I totally agree, Vince. I really do. I just, the only reason I couldn't do it is I'm going to start limiting my company in a few more weeks here, and then I'll have a lot more time to do that. So I apologize.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all. Yeah. Please continue.
All right, folks, I'm gonna start with healthcare. First, investigators find monster Fauci's NIH reportedly gave $375,000 to the lab. This is your taxpayer monies that placed live beagles and puppies' heads in cages and filled them with hungry sand flies that ate them alive. And it's the joke that if you or I did one-millionth of what the big corporations and the fascist government is doing, we would be in jail for the rest of our lives. That shows how corrupt. We can't even fire this guy, and I have way more articles than that. Okay, next article, former CDC director Robert Redfield said more than 40% of the people who died in Maryland over the past 6 to 8 weeks were jabbed. Think about that. Just people who died over the past 6 to 8 weeks. 40%, more than 40% were jabbed.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A search warrant released Monday has shed light on more of the events that led to Alec Baldwin firing a prop gun that killed a cinematographer and wounded the director on a New Mexico movie set last week. Reports are indicating multiple previous misfires of the same prop gun Baldwin used led multiple crew members to walk off the set just hours before the tragedy. Amazon warehouse workers in New York City filed a petition on Monday with the National Labor Relations Board to hold a vote on unionization. The petition comes 6 months after an organizing effort was defeated at Amazon's distribution center in Alabama. Ohio Attorney General David Yost filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration Monday over a Trump-era ban on abortion referrals that President Biden overturned earlier this month. The lawsuit aims to reinstate the measures. Number one, must be financially independent of abortion clinics. And number two, refrain from referring patients for abortions. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Baseball's World Series is set to start tonight with Game 1. Tim Berg from the Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau, has the details.
The Atlanta Braves are heading to the World Series for a matchup against the Houston Astros after they beat the Los Angeles Dodgers 4-2 Saturday. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp offers his congratulations to the team on Fox and Friends.
It is a great win for the team, the organization, but especially for the fans.
Kemp adding this will be a great economic boost for the state.
It's great to see the game coming here for the team and the fans and the organization, but it's also good for those small business owners and hardworking Georgians.
This comes after Major League Baseball moved the All-Star Game from Atlanta, Georgia to Denver, Colorado this year. That was in response to Georgia's state legislator passing an election reform bill that critics argue restricted Americans' right to vote. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
SpaceX is a go to launch on Halloween night. The mission will send four astronauts to the orbiting lab for a six-month stay. Crew 3 is scheduled to launch from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida at 2:21 a.m. Eastern on Sunday. Crew 3 will mark Endurance's spaceflight debut. The capsule will arrive at the ISS just after midnight on Monday, November 1st. That's if the mission launches on time and all goes according to plan. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the DC for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
According to the NIH, it's now accused of spending $100 million of taxpayers' money on torturing lab monkeys with acid and snakes. And DeSantis leads a call for Fauci to quit after it was revealed that he'd funded horrific testing on beagles. We're talking $100 million. So these lab experiments were absolutely horrific. These animals had portions of their brains removed and or destroyed them with acid to intentionally worsen the primates' fear. So this funding was approved by Anthony Fauci, and there are calls to have him resign or calls to fire him. That's not enough. That's not enough. This man is a criminal. This man has lied to Congress. And I don't know if there's a penalty for lying to Congress. But if there is, he deserves the maximum penalty. Rich?
Well, thank you, Vince. Yeah, I got articles here I was going to mention, but since you touched on them, they're calling him Dr. Frankenstein Freak Show, how Fauci's NIH conducted psychological torture experiments on monkeys, sucking out parts of the monkey's brain. And there's even... It's not just beagles and monkeys, folks. I have an article in front of me here. This is why I try to paraphrase and condense as much as possible, because I have so much information. Well, Fauci's NIH also funded medical experiments on AIDS orphans in New York City, mostly black kids. Look, this is, you can't put words to this. And basically what, you know, when you're talking about Fauci and gain of function, Vince, I called your home and left a message with your wife when this broke last week about National Institute of Health actually admitting it and Fauci funded gain of function with taxpayer dollars. And this is why the NIH is literally scrubbing the gain of function definition from the website after all these Wuhan bombshells. You know, it's not just Rand Paul that's been vindicated. It's been the whole alternative media. We've been saying this stuff for months and months and months with proof. We don't just shoot from the hip. We give proof of published articles in the public domain. But I know this audience knows what gain of function means, but I'm just going to quickly go over it in case we have a new listener. Basically, gain of function, folks, is when you get people like Fauci and our so-called organizations and institutions, which are totally illegitimate, or agencies, like I said, they're political, tyrannical, fear-based, non-science-based corruption. And what they do is they're getting these diseases from animals, and they're combining them, and they're figuring out how they can use it for a depopulation agenda against the people's will. And the irony is that you're paying for all this. That's it in a nutshell. Never mind fired. Never mind, forget about fired. 90% of government organizations, big corporations, NGOs, are getting funded by us. They need to go. They need to be across the board erased. The whole business, the whole organization. Look, if you were, think about all these articles, proven articles, verified articles, published in the public domain that I've given you over the years. If you were a household, a small business, an individual, and you did one-millionth of the rap sheet that we've mentioned here, you would not just lose your home, lose your business. You'd be in prison for the rest of your life. You'd be talking to us from the who's gal right now. All right, pardon my sidebar here.
One last thing, Rich. One last thing. So, class, gain of function is very, very simple. And I didn't learn about gain of function when I was at the university. I know Rich didn't learn about it because it's a new term. I asked Dr. Shuley on the air, Dr. Shuley, did you ever learn about gain of function? And what he learned about was gaining functionality. So, you know, you'd help a person regain lost functionality. You know, through an injury, let's say. So if you had trouble walking, you'd be able to walk better. That's gaining functionality, but that's not gain of function. Gain of function is defined in current terms is making, this is specific to a disease, making a disease more lethal. So if you get it, it's more likely to kill you, more likely to harm you, and making that same disease spread wider, faster, farther. So it's spreading it more, spreading it faster, infecting more people, like with a virus, and when you do get it, you die from it. That is gain of function. Rich?
Well, absolutely. That's why the NIH is scrubbing the definition of gain of function. Because of all these bombshells that have come out. Why do you think the CDC is now known as COVID death cult? This isn't by accident, folks. They've been infiltrated. The people at our organizations and institutions at pretty much every level in government and big corporations, including NGOs, have sold out the people for their own benefit. They're willing to be blackmailed or bribed. Okay, next. We got lots of stuff here. Biotech analysis. Pardon me. Analyst. I need to get new glasses. Says PCR tests are stealing genetic codes and transmitting those to China. And we've talked about how they're using your DNA to figure out ways to kill you faster. Look at all the people over the years who have sent in their DNA in order to see what nationality they were, what background they had. This is all part of their tools in order to create bioweapons to kill the people. Look, we all know that the PCR test was a scam. They might have just in the last couple of days eliminated it, by the way. It's been, we have proven over and over and over again how they changed the cycles to create false positives. And there's no proof of variance. None of it. It's all made up. It's all fear-based. All of it. Next, doctors are waiting to buy properties as they think many sellers are going to die. Look, we can talk about these articles for a long time, but I just have too much information. Next, ICU doctor speaks out. I was fired for refusing the vaccine and prescribing ivermectin. Look, we should not have even had this emergency authorization. This is all illegal. This is all against the Nuremberg Code. This is all BS because we had ivermectin. We had hydroxychloroquine. We had vitamin D. We had, you know, all these different prophylactics, budesonide. We had a whole bunch of them, but the powers that be want to create crimes against humanity. They want to decrease your immune system. They want antibody-dependent enhancement, which you've read is called ADE. It tricks your body into thinking that the cell is ending the or eating the pathogen when it really isn't. How many articles have we given about the autopsies of spike proteins in every organ? We've proven how they have patents on this stuff. It destroys your RNA. You know, we've talked about the blood clots, all this stuff, the D-dimer test that you guys need to call on to see how bad your blood is clotting, and I have an article on that coming up here shortly, too. Next, if you take the COVID vax, you will never achieve full immunity again. Government stats unveil the horrifying truth. Look, there's a lot of good whistleblowers who have consciences, and they're coming out with this stuff. You need to heed the warnings. Next, Boris Johnson says the vaccine does not prevent infection or transmission of alleged virus. Again, we can talk about all these articles for an hour, but your job is to verify what I'm saying is true and do something about it. Next, CDC allows hospitals to classify dead vaccinated people as unvaccinated deaths. That's called fraud, people. Just like when you take your second vaccine, if you die within 14 days, you die to COVID. It's all fraud, people. Next. This is very, very scary. This is an admission from Australia, from the powers that be. They plan to expose everyone to COVID via vaccinated super spreaders who will infect the entire country with the virus carrying vaccinated from vaccinated people. That should scare the bejesus. This is a depopulation event. Next, also in Australia, mRNA booster every 6 months or you ain't fully vaccinated. See, they're changing the definition of vaccinated. We talked about this. We said this was going to happen. Pretty much anybody who does the research in the alternative media has said the same thing. You will never be fully vaccinated. Next, former Pfizer employee Karen Kingston. I love this lady. I've listened to her on many, many interviews. She's on the Stu Peters Show. She's been a lot of different broadcasts. This woman is intelligent. She's well-read. She's well-researched. Anyway, she's a former Pfizer employee. She said on the COVID mRNA vaccine patent ingredients, it's supposed to bring a spike of deadly cancer. Do you remember the articles we've given on this over the past several months on how, remember the Idaho doctor, I mentioned that last week, a 20-time spike or increase in cancer from what this Idaho doctor, look, we give credible information from physicians, scientists, researchers, and our physicians are across the board, epidemiologists, virologists, pulmonologists, all types of infectious disease specialties. You know, we pathologists, we give information that's published in the public domain, and I do my best to verify its authenticity. Keep in mind, the Pfizer people, I don't even think they required their own people to take this jab. I remember me mentioning an article several months ago about the Pfizer CEO. He got stuck somewhere or couldn't go somewhere because he didn't take the jab. How about the head scientist who used to be a VP of Pfizer, Dr. was his name, Whedon? You might have to check that. I'm going off the top of my head here. He basically said this is the death shot. This is for depopulation. Look, we're not making any of this stuff up. That's why I use these published articles in the public domain so I can bring up these articles again in a quicker context. Next, top doctors discuss need to inflate the real COVID numbers to be more scary to the public. You talk about fraud and propaganda and hoaxes. Holy smokes. Next, COVID whistleblower. We need whistleblowers. Keep coming out, people. It's time to be an American, and you don't have to be an American. You're going to be a patriot in any country and stick up for the people. Anyway, the whistleblower claims the VAERS reporting database tracking vaccine complications is wrong and undercounting factor by 100. And we've brought up similar articles like this before. Next, Denmark reports highest infection rate since May, despite 75% of the population being fully vaccinated. How many articles have we given from states, from countries, from regions who have the highest vaccination rate?
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich, I have a quick question for you. In the media, have you found other sources who are referring to the China genocide, the coronavirus, and Fauci et al. As mass murder? Are other organizations calling this mass murder?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's just so much information I can give. I mean, I've given studies where they couldn't isolate this disease. I've given studies that show that the breakthrough is a term that used for the vaccinated who are getting sick and doing the most dying and hospitalizations, which they're changing that definition now, too. You know, look, how come the physicians in hospitals who diagnose you with COVID, and by the way, they do this so they get a lot of money. Now, COVID is real because it's been proven. We talked about gain-of-function tests by Fauci and the NIH, okay? It's been proven. But the true bioweapon, obviously, is turning out to be the vaccine. But how come with the blood clotting level, how come all these physicians in hospitals aren't giving the D-dimer test after you take the vaccines? That shows the microscopic capillaries being clotted. How come you can't donate blood? How come you're not supposed to breastfeed? How come there's all these studies of natural immunity being 20 to 30 times greater than anything they can give in the so-called vaccine, which isn't even a vaccine? We should even use the term vaccine because it gives credibility to all the fraud. You have to remember, this is all combined, the reset, climate change, the COVID. This is part of the largest transfer of wealth and largest transfer of freedom from the little guy to the big guy. This is financial enslavement, the vaccine, the social credit score, the tyrannical takeover, the surveillance, the science sustainability, delegitimizing work, creating a new form of commerce through a digital centralized crypto. This is all run by non-elected people by design. This is all planned, 100% of it. That's one thing that we've proven, Vince, is that this is all part of the UN troops, mercenary brown shirt takedown and takeover for the worldwide reset.
Rich, just a piece of anecdotal evidence. A few days ago, we had the beginning of a bomb cyclone on the California coast and on the East Coast. And a couple days before that, we saw massive spraying, chemtrail spraying above our farm. Now, I can't say that there was massive spraying elsewhere, but we had it here. And then 2 days later, boom, massive cyclones on both coasts.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
No, the technology's been there. We've talked about all this. We've talked about, you know, go to geoengineeringwatch.org. You know, we've talked about all this stuff. Mm-hmm. The technology's there. Why do they have hundreds of patents on this with the manipulation tools if it wasn't true? Absolutely. Vince, if it's okay with you, I am so far behind. During commercials, I'm literally deleting articles. Would you mind if I just jumped into more information?
I'm going to sit back. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And I apologize for this format. I feel guilty doing this, but I just feel that we're in the basically we have 1 minute left before the crapper hits a fan. It's going to happen this winter. There's no doubt about it. And I'm not trying to give predictions. I'm not a prophet or anything like this. But it's looking like the math is unsustainable. Okay, next, majority of COVID deaths in Sweden and UK are among the fully vaccinated. Next, Minnesota Surgeon General fired after speaking against mask mandates at the school board meeting. And we all know by now that the Florida Surgeon General basically isn't backing down from the BS mask. We've talked about this, the psychological and physiological list, the hypoxia, the hypercapnia, the staph infections, the bacterial pneumonia. Look, we've given a very long list on how the masks make you sick, not just physiologically, but psychologically as well. This is all part of submissive conformity. Next, Louisiana High School under investigation for vaccinating teenage students without parental consent. But that's just what the Virginia governor wants to do, kick the parents out of schools. Look, how many articles, how much evidence have we given you folks, you listeners, about how you need to get your kids out of the public government schools? How much do you need? Next. New study shows Pfizer COVID shots clotting blood on video. We've talked about this, but now it's on video. That's why you need to ask for the D-dimer test to see if you've been your body is being destroyed. Why would you not do the due diligence to check or not do the due diligence to read and research about these vaccines, so-called vaccines, but you don't want to check to see if it's killing you or fraudulent? Next. Leaked government report finds vaccine passports could actually increase spread of COVID. You see how they do? They use professional wordsmithing for plausible deniability. We all know this because we've read hundreds of thousands of articles about this. Walensky says CDC may change definition of fully vaccinated to include booster shots. See, it's never going to end, folks. Ever. They will change definitions all day long. We appreciate you being here. We'll be back after the top of the hour break.
Yeah, and why do people get vaccinated? So they could go shopping, so they could go out, so they could go to restaurants. That's why people tell me that they've been vaccinated. And now, it makes no difference, right? We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.